I know this person has received newsletters. It's in the newsletters what you do before you build. It's about the Architectural Control Committee, the names, phone numbers in them. So if they read the newsletters, they would know this. It also states in the 10th amended protective covenants, item 23, prior to selling any property in Big Bear Park, it will be incumbent on the property owner to secure and provide copies of the bylaws, 10th Amendment protective covenants, including construction restriction guidelines, to the prospective buyer. When we see new people buying a lot, we will give them the covenants. Even when we see renters come in, that there are some rental lots there, we'll give them to them, even though the prospective landlord should do that. We've got one that lives in Las Vegas, and I don't even think he knows who rents his property. But anyway, what I want to petition the board to do is deny the variance, have the property owner get a professional survey and plat drawing, apply for a building permit, and then size the canopy to fit the lot within the setback rules. This green area that Scott brought up is coming up in our May 6th board meeting, our annual meeting with our lot owners. We're going to take a vote on selling that piece of property through a bid process with a reserve price. It's also in the floodplain down by Clevenger Cove Road, but the upper area on Jellystone, you could build a home on it or a cabin. And we're going to propose selling that property and some other properties in there that we're paying taxes on that we get very little use out of. But that's up to the membership where they vote on it. So where his trailer's at is hanging over on that property. So that could be a problem coming forward. That's the four things I would request. Additionally, I would request, and I don't know if this is the place to request, I'd request the planning and zoning change their building permit application to specify a current survey be with pins, marked pins, and a plat be available for Scott Sterrett when he comes out to look at the building request and the drawing, and also for the Architectural Control Committee. We have one person right now that we're fining her $50 a month because she, first of all, didn't get a building permit. Then she got a building permit after the building was up. It's another one of these carports. And there's no pins there to be found. So how a building permit could be approved without pins, I don't understand. And with that rule, or that whatever law it is you have here with your planning and zoning, that needs to be tightened up, because we're going to continue coming back here and requesting that these variances be denied.
Is there any other restrictions on carports other than the setback?
Only the setback is that they're considered, if they're over 100 square feet, they're a permanent type structure. And if it blocks anybody's view of the lake, that could be a problem. I only know of one variance that was given is for about a half of a foot, and it was a rock wall, and it was not in anybody's view. That's the only one I know of, since I've been affiliated with the board.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
George?
Pretty covered about everything.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for anybody?
Oh, yeah, I do. How wide is your fifth wheel? I mean, what's your, or how wide is the carport structure?
How wide is the carport? Yeah. It's 18 feet wide and 36 feet long. My travel trailer. Travel trailer is it's got 4 foot slide outs.
4 foot slide outs, yep. On both sides?
Yes. Yeah, there is room, if you see on the south, there is room on that one.
That's what I thought.
Yes. Yeah, there's some...
Is it currently anchored? I mean, it looks like it's sitting on blocks.
It does have rebar pins in it.
Okay.
Rebar pins.
That's it? It's not poured concrete into the ground anywhere?
No, nothing at all. It is.
Okay. See one of the pins here? There's a pin here and a pin in the front.
Yeah, okay. A good tornado or a good gust of wind picked up and moved it.
Yeah, you can't pin down too much of the blood.
Yeah,
or at least let it flow through.
Yes.
My name's George Eckley, and we had this same situation with the lady that Rudy was talking about a while ago, and it's just that all these little lots are so small and so close together, and if you start squeezing them and giving them 3 foot here and 2 foot here, and everybody's just going to be piled up on each other. And like the green area that's behind Todd's trailer, that his trailer's hanging over it, so it's going to have to be moved forward anyway. So, and I went out there and looked at it myself and measured, and it can be moved forward about 4 foot, which it needs to be, and it can be, the back end needs to go over about a foot and a half. The front's okay. The front's sitting okay. It's 5 foot from property line, as they've marked it. I don't know who marked the lines.
No, I didn't mark.
Did you?
I saw those marks there. We just worked off that back pin.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. You got two pins, one on the front and one on the back, on that other property over there.
So yeah. You're thinking that that front corner is.
It's within. If those property lines are right, yeah. We don't know that they're right. I mean, he's
back
guessing.
One may be only off a foot or foot.
Yeah, he's guessing.
So that he might be able to.
Yeah, he just like I am. He don't know where the pins are either. Well, and I told Scott when I talked to him about it that he needed to get a survey done, and he asked who, and I told him Roselle, and so I figured that would be done, but it never did get done. Then I went out there and seen those red paint marks, and I
Mm-mm. No, I didn't make any paint marks.
Okay,
yeah. The red paint marks is me. That's actually me measuring. From the pins.
Okay.
So you pretty well know where you got one set of pins on one side that you can find.
Right.
Yes.
So
yep.
you can pretty well get to
yeah.
the
that,
other side.
When I first put this in, I thought I literally was right on the south lot line because they were telling me the electrical box is your lot line, and I'm on it. I'm like, yeah. I've got no room to move anything. After finding the pins and moving it, like I said, I'm like a foot and a half. I'm not that far off on the side.
Well, the front, like I say, is 5 foot from your red mark.
Yeah.
It's 5 foot. The back is 3.5 foot.
Oh, okay.
And so the thing just needs to be swung a little bit to give that 5 foot, but it's got to come forward at least 4 feet because he's only about a foot from the property line on the back side. So, and the trailer's hanging over that foot, so...
Yeah.
It's got to be moved anyway, but the whole thing needs to be four foot, and it can get right by that electrical box. It'll come right by it and move in 4 foot, and he's still got his 10 foot up front, which he needs. So, but it just and there shouldn't be any problem. I don't know the backside. I don't know the structure back there to whether he'd have to cut off some eave. He might have to do that, a little bit of eave. To move that foot and a half, but he could get it within the tolerance.
George, how many lots are in the floodplain in Pleasant Grove?
I can't tell you that. There's several.
Well,
of them.
I mean, in the Big Bear, just approximately.
There's probably there's two right there, three, four, five, six, seven.
Everything below the road.
Seven. About seven on the floodplain.
There you go.
Oh,
that's
awesome.
Thank you.
Any other questions for anybody?
So, by moving it, making some adjustments, can we get pretty close to meeting? I'm just asking.
My suggestion is to go back and see how many it's pain, see how close you can get, and you know, you get down to where you're a few inches, that's something else to talk about.
You know, with it being in the floodplain and knowing that there can never be a structure there,
yeah,
there's sometimes you can make that adjustment because there is just, out of all of Big Brother, there's just a few lots there compared to the whole realm of things that we're making an exception for because of the fact that it can't be a home. There's more and more homes being built down there. So in his case, because of his water line, because of his electric being there, and being such a small lot, there's not a lot of options. So, I mean, if it can be adjusted a little bit, there should be a little bit of room to give because of the circumstance of the floodplain.
I suggest we make a motion to deny, but then let him go back and see if he can adjust it and see where, how far he can make it.
If we
get
were
it within maybe a different, a little closer tolerance,
if we were
and
to,
then reapply to us.
If we were to deny tonight, does he have to dismantle that structure immediately?
No, I mean, he has time to get his survey and get his pins actually marked and done. We're not.
To make sure that the survey is correct and see if he can swing it a little bit and move it and get it. Okay.
If he just disappeared off the face of the earth and we never heard from him, he'd get a notice of violation.
And somebody
eventually
would get down and get a car.
We'd have him. We give him a timeline to work with us as long as he's communicating and he indicates like he will. So.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm more than happy to do it.
Well, I would like feeling to get it maybe a little closer if there's a possibility of getting there.
Okay.
And then that way, if it gets to, you know, undue hardship or something, then we've got something to work with. Whereas right now, where you jumped in and, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's that's why, you know, it
kind of
like.
Kind of the cart before the horse theory.
Yes, it was.
And back up and see if we can get a little closer.
And maybe check to see if it's possible to trim that 2 feet off your.
Sure.
Or how far you can move it forward and so on and so forth. Just play with it a little bit.
Okay, we have a motion on the variance request.
I have a motion to deny.
Dan, did you?
I was going to make a recommendation when you guys told him to kind of move it around, see. I think the first thing needs to be done is get a certified survey.
That's
see
what we said, sorry. Okay. Is find for sure where
that,
the property is.
That way we know exactly where it's at.
Okay.
Then he can go from there with it.
Okay, we have a motion to deny the variance request. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Do we need to specify in there why and what we've, or does that matter?
No, I think we deny it, but as long as he doesn't have to tear it down, then he's got time to work with planning and zoning and the association and see if he can move it.
See if he can move it and get with it, or how close he can get, and then we're talking.
Do I need to file for a building permit first, or should I move it?
You can always file for that, and we'll have it there, and we'll just have it. And then when everything's in compliance, wherever we get to, then we would issue you the permit.
Okay.
So, yeah, you can always apply, and we'll just have it.
Okay.
I'm going to request a roll call again on the vote.
Okay. Tony Mullins?
Yes, to deny. I'm sorry.
Okay. Dan Boone?
Yes, to deny.
Tom Gideon?
Yes, to deny.
And Trent Edwards?
Yes, to deny.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, good luck with that.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Last one is a variance request for William Mills. And he's going to make a quick presentation.
Sure.
And
case number 1704V, it's a front setback variance request. This is down on Y Highway, Forsyth's up at the top. This is where Y Highway comes way down. You can see these parcel highlighted there. We'll zoom into it. The address is 208 Luther Lane, Forsyth. Again, the big loop going around is Y Highway. Right here on the right-hand side is Powersite Dam. Subject property is located at 208 Luther Lane, Forsyth, Missouri. Here's the Taney County GIS with the parcel dimensions on it. The applicant, William Mills, is requesting a variance from the provisions of Section 7, Table 1, setbacks of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. The applicant is requesting a variance from the required front property line setback requirement for the north side of the lot. The applicant is requesting a 20-foot setback variance allowing for the placement of a new mobile home with the building eaves being located 20 feet from the northernmost front property line. The setback on that table